My donor number is 10542. Hello, I'm 5 feet 10 inches tall and have a medium build. I have black hair and brown eyes. My skin color is medium. My mother's ethnic origin is French, Spanish, Mexican, and my father's ethnic origin is Irish and Mexican.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to be here, man.
Absolutely.
So are you currently a student? Are you working? What have you got going on?
Yeah, I am a full-time student. I'm going for medical radiology, and I plan to specialize in radiation therapy, and that is my eventual goal, to become a radiation therapist.
Very cool. So with that goal in mind, 5 to 10 years from now, what do you see yourself doing?
I definitely see myself thriving as a radiation therapist at that point, helping people with cancer overcome the disease as best as we can, and I think that's my life's goal, so you know, I'm gonna do my best to achieve that.
It's awesome. Growing up, did you have any siblings?
Yes, I have one older sister. She's 3.5 years older than me, and we have a great relationship. We still see each other, you know, a few times a year, and it's like, you know, nothing ever changed.
That's awesome. How about your parents? Would you say that they gave you any morals or values that you still see in yourself today?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, my parents are like my cornerstone. They've been married for, I think, almost 40 years now, which is just really impressive in its own right. But yeah, they, you know, raised me to be a good, kind person, be kind to others, you know, just show appreciation. So. I really am grateful that I have them in my life to kind of instill those morals and values in me.
Very good. Well, when you're not going to school, what do you like to do for fun?
So I like a few different things. I like the outdoors, like hiking and rock climbing. I like working out. And then I also have a dog, a corgi, and he's my best friend. And so we hang out all the time. I'll take him to the park or just out for runs and stuff.
That's awesome. I love it. How about music? Types of music that you're into, or if it's easier to answer, is there any types of music that you don't enjoy?
You know, I'm not like a big fan of country music. I would say I do like kind of like rock, electronic music, and like hip-hop. Kind of my styles.
Very good.
Yeah.
Movies, genres of movies you enjoy, or specific favorite movies of yours?
I like thrillers and like horrors too. I like to be scared.
Love it.
Like the new It movie series, I really enjoyed those. And action too, John Wick, that kind of stuff.
Good call. What are some of your favorite foods?
Chicken wings is like my number one all-time dish. Easy. Any form of chicken, really. I just love chicken. I also like pasta a lot. And I like fruits like mangoes and watermelons.
When you get a chance to read for fun, what do you enjoy reading?
I like fantasy. Fantasy sci-fi mix. Well, I grew up with Harry Potter, and I think that kind of set the stage. But I also read Game of Thrones, which I really loved. And then there's another series that's similar to that called The Stormlight Archive, which is amazing, and I'm also really into that right now.
Very good. What's one of the better trips you've been on in your life?
I would say my most memorable trip was going to Costa Rica by myself when I was 24. I went on like a last minute. It was a last-minute decision to go, and then I ended up making like lifelong friends there that I still talk to like every day. It was an incredible trip. It's a beautiful country, and it was a great experience just to like go solo. But yeah, I wouldn't trade that for anything.
Very special. That's awesome. Any other passions, talents, or interests that you have that we haven't talked about so far?
As far as passions, really, I think like my biggest passion, I just like lifting people around me, like whether it's like my friends or in a professional environment. That's why I think I chose like the career that I'm going into. I feel like I have a passion for helping people.
Well said. Well, now I'm going to ask you some questions about your participation in the donor program. What made you decide to become a donor?
Yeah, I think that goes back to, helping others. I originally heard, I had a friend who referred me, and he told me of all the benefits of how, we can help families who aren't able to have children on their own. So I think it's just another way that I can give back to the world and society that has been so kind to me. It's just a way for me to give back.
What are some of your thoughts about possible future contact with an offspring?
I'm not afraid or anything of that. I guess it's kind of hard to wrap my head around it just because, it's a situation that I haven't really, of course, been in before, but I think I would, welcome it. Any kind of contact, I wouldn't shy away from it. And I think it would be a positive experience for both of us.
Totally. Lastly, is there anything that you'd want to say to the recipients of your donations?
I just would like to say that, I hope everything goes well, and I've been blessed to have a really positive outlook on life, and I'm always glass half full kind of guy with an amazing optimism for everything, so I would really hope that that passed down to your child too.
Well said. Well, thank you again so much for taking the time to be here, and I want to wish you the very best going forward.
Thank you so much. Yeah, absolutely. Take care.